Right here with Gene Price.
You say tomorrow you're going. It's so hard for me to be.
Hit right here, making plans. Let's go for two in a row. Ann Murray's new song, and I'm happy just to dance with you and learn it in McCartney composition.
I don't want to kiss or hold your hand. If it's funny, try and understand. There is really nothing else I'd rather do. 'Cause I'm happy just to dance with you. I don't need to hug or hold you tight. I just wanna dance with you all night. In this world there's nothing I would rather do. I'm happy just to dance. Just to dance, happy.
just to dance with you. Stand by, because in a moment, Waylon Jennings sings You'll Never Walk Alone, unless you've been wearing the same shorts for 4 months. Here comes Waylon right now.
Son of a gun, it's old Clyde.
Here it is. Thank you, Willard. Here's Waylon and Clyde.
Clyde plays electric bass. Plays it with finesse and grace. Set on a 14, got no shoes. Picking the bass and singing blues. Company. This old dog sings harmony. Tambourine tied to his tail. You can hear him moan, you can hear him wail. Yeah.
From Ever Which Way Would Lose, the orangutan, Harry the orangutan. Or actually, he was a very hairy orangutan. His name was Clyde. Anyway, let's go from Waylon to Johnny Dawkins' new song, and doing very well, too.
I can't help but see the invitation when I look in your eyes. It doesn't take too much imagination to know what you've got in mind. I'd be lying if I said there's no temptation. You're hard to resist. And even though I've got somebody who's waiting, I promise you this. I'm gonna love you tonight. I'm gonna hold you so tight. Gonna gaze in your eyes and feel love's emotion. And though I must go, I know I love you tonight in my dreams. I'm gonna love you tonight in my dreams. I'm gonna love you tonight in my dreams. I'm gonna love you tonight. Me in a certain weakened condition, the way you look at me, and in my mind it's just too much to imagine how good it would be. You look so fine, you make this feeling go stronger. I know that it shows. I've got to leave, I can't stay any longer. But I want you to know, I'm going to love you tonight. I'm going to hold you so tight. Gonna gaze in your eyes and feel love's emotion. And though I must go, I know I love you tonight in my dreams. I'm gonna
Thank you, John. Here he is, Mr. Duncan, Big Johnny Duncan. Pardon me here, folks. I'm rattling some papers around. It's Johnny Duncan, and I'm going to love you tonight. Coming up next, I think the best country version of The City of New Orleans. Most of you know that the big hit version of that was by Arlo Guthrie. John Denver had a version, but Lynn Anderson has one. It's just really, really sensational. That's up next. How many times have you heard people groan,
"Oh, if only I had known that used car was a lemon, I would have..."
Well, the U.S. Department of Transportation says you can avoid getting stuck by following common sense tips before you buy. Road test the car. Buckle up. Then you step on the gas. Watch for blue or white smoke from the exhaust. Now check the car's power on a hill and have the car professionally inspected. For more information, send for the booklet, Common Sense in Buying a Used Car. It's free from the Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Check it out before you buy, and that way you won't have too many heartaches later on. Lynn Anderson in the City of New Orleans. I love this version of this song here on Gene Price's Country World. It's nice to have you.
Riding on the City of New Orleans, in the North Central Monday morning rain. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out.
Disappearing railroad blues. Oh, good night, America. Hi, troops. This is Tom Poston, and we hear a lot today about how there's no one or nothing you can depend upon. It's not true, because there's one thing Americans can depend on all the time. You, the United States Army. People like you serving on active duty or in the Guard and Reserve. Your spirit has been with us since 1775. I call that pride and service, and I, for one, am mighty grateful.
Moving along into part two of Gene Price's Country World, Kenny Rogers. Love the World Away. What a great way to go, huh?
Every now and then, when the world steps in, stealing all our time away, it soon takes so much, we forget to touch. That's when I
song, isn't it pretty? Kenny Rogers, Love the World Away. Shall I say it? Okay, I will. That's Merman Cowboy. Oh, yeah, babe. All the good ones you hear nowadays seem to be from some movie. Here's one that came from no movie at all, but it would fit well into just about any sort of a country situation. Here are the Oak Ridge Boys.
Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind.
Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart. Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart.
One's got my money, the other's got my heart. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind. When you try to please two women, you can't please yourself. When you try to please two women, you can't please yourself. Best it's only half good. A man can't stock two shelves. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind.
Oh, 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 oh. like a ball and chain.
Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind.
Tying love to women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind.
The Oak Ridge Boys, trying to love two women will tire your mind. Well, okay, buddy, if you say so, that's good enough for me. Hey, you know something? Do you use a lot of electrical appliances in your home? Remember never to touch an electrical item while standing barefoot or in wet shoes on concrete or dirt surface. You know this? I'll tell you why. I had a TV set recently out back at my house, and it was back by the pool. And I was standing there barefoot, and I was leaning against the TV set, and it gave me the most beautiful natural I have ever seen. Just the old hair just curled right there. And I was just on cement. You don't necessarily have to be in water. But if you're in wet shoes, barefoot, on a cement or a dirt surface. Also, too, that turned-off device is connected to electricity until it is unplugged. Don't be careless with any electrical appliance in the bathroom while you are all wet, touching any part of the plumbing. Now, safety in the home, always vitally important. The new song from Jim Ed Brown and Helen Cornelius is doing very well. Here it is, The Bedroom.
Two soft nose and tango sheets, and I make them all sweet. Standing here just looking at the bedroom.
The on sound as I slipped off the wedding gown. Happiness flowing in this room.
Pink champagne and candlelight. Love was special on that night.
These were our first memories of the bedroom. Holidays would always be the gentle way that you'd wake me.
Ever did, like making plans and love and kids. Seems they all began here in the bedroom.
Then came those
nights
and fun games, in our fights and night games. Love and God left this lonely bedroom. We ran all the words to say, kept the nights to turn away.
With these papers in our hands, we look back where love began.
I wonder, did we close the door too soon?
On soft pillows and tangled sheets, and I'd wait
there for no one's feet. As we take one last look at the bedroom.
All right, there we are. The old saga of the bedroom. Ah, yes. You know who wrote that song? A couple of guys who were part of Foxfire. And they've written a number of songs that have done very well. This was written by Russ Allison and Ron Muir. And doing very well, too, right now, for Jim Ed Brown and Helen Cornelius right now.
Well, W100, on the way to work today, a bum stopped me outside the studio.
Was it a disc jockey?
Ex-disc jockey.
I see. Well, what do you have to say?
Well, the guy asked me for 23 cents. Said he usually asked for a quarter, but during the recession, he was running a special to stimulate business.
Well, I think that's pretty nice of the guy.
Very industrious guy.
Give him 23 cents?
Well, you know, I'm soft-hearted. I gave him a quarter.
Okay, well, anyway, I want you to stick around here. Here's a song from Jeannie Pruitt. This one actually has fallen off the charts, but I've had so many requests for it that I thought I'd sneak it back in. Temporarily Yours. Jeannie Pruitt. I think one reason this song is so much in demand right now, inasmuch as there are not that many country shows on American Forces Radio. There's several, but a lot of people who are dying-new old country fans don't get a chance to hear it that often. So many of the songs we go with a long time. Somebody asked me, where do you take a song off your playlist? I try to watch all the trade magazines. I, you know, try to watch the mail and requests that I have, and it's by guess and by golly most of the time. But I try to give them a good fair run as long as I can. When a new one comes out, then when it's out, you know, the current song, if it's dropped way down on the charts, then I usually just kind of put it aside for the time being and bring it back, you know, shortly thereafter. For those of you who've watched TV over the last few years, there have been a number of game shows hosted by a fella who's a pretty good country singer, an old boy from Tennessee, if I remember correctly. Chuck Wooler has got a song, a beautiful thing, too. It's called The Greatest Love Affair, and here's Chuck right here.
I dreamed I woke up, and you were gone. I reached out, but no one was there. Your name and nobody answered. And I wondered, if I cried, would you care? I prayed in my dream to go back to sleep and just wake up with you. ever get over you. And for the first time in a long time, I cried. I said I love you so many times before. But they're just words that you hear a lot of people say. See, I just never knew how much I really loved you. And suddenly, you've gone away. Now, who stands by me the way you did? Because when I was weak, you were always strong. And you had a way of touching my heart, just like the words in a beautiful song. Ah, we had good times, and we shared the bad. So, I'll take whatever comes. Because you were the best years of my life. We shared the cake, and we shared the crumbs. Then, just before the hurt built up in my heart to a mountain I thought I'd never climb, I woke up. I woke up to a beautiful world, and you were there. You were there all the time.
I love you.
I love you, America.
I love you, America. If I sail stormy seas, please be there to shelter me.
Can I throw you? You're listening. You're thinking, gee, he's talking about this beautiful girl. It is. She's quite a lady. No doubt about that. And that's the greatest love affair. Chuck Woolery, who is married to the very, always thought was very vibrant and vivacious, Joanne Flug. Remember her? Who was in the original movie MASH and did quite a few things, too. Quite a lady, too. They have a little girl. I forgot. They have one or two kids now. My gosh, time goes by so fast. They could have a whole house full of kids, for all I know. Hey, let the fruits of your labor today help you tomorrow. Buy United States Savings Bonds. It's easy when you join the payroll savings plan where you work. That way, a little bit is automatically set aside from your paycheck to buy any bonus, any bonds that you might want. Now, you'd be surprised how fast the bonds pile up. Before you know it, you've got the savings for college or a vacation or to help out a financial jam. So take stock in America. Buy bonds. They'll help preserve your future. All right, let's go to Glenn and Rita over here. Something about you, baby, I like. Hey, Glenn Campbell and Rita Coolidge. There, and there's something about you, baby, I like. Now, he'd been doing this song with Tanya Tucker. I don't know if many of you have seen People magazine. It was, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Had a picture on the front there. It said, the Hollywood's hottest love affair, Glenn Campbell, age 44, Tanya Tucker, 21, and I guess they have really got something going now. Well, that's showbiz in the traditional Hollywood, fashion. Hey, that's going to do it for us. Let's go to John Connolly. Here was the follow-up to his rose-colored glasses. This is Lady Lay Down, Mr. Connolly, if you would, sir.
Too many times I didn't try to hold you. I never kept the promises I told you. Now it's time I give in, I know, to the words that I should have said long ago. Lady, lay down beside me. Yes, I've known about it. You gave me love and learned to live without it. Now that you've turned to go, let me beg you to stay the best way.
That's going to do it. They're knocking at the door out there, trying to get in. I think it's the National Guard. They want us out of here kind of badly. And I don't blame them. I need to get out myself for various reasons. Hey, listen, thank you very much for joining me here on Gene Price's Country World. It would, like I say, would be kind of a dull show unless you were out there to help me out. And I appreciate your listening. Lend me your ears, as who was the one said that? Was it Caesar? Caesar Romero once said that, yes, and also some shoes. He's a very dapper dresser. Hey, that's going to do it for me. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Take care. Goodbye. God bless you. Stay loose and take especially good care of yourself. I hope to see you soon, maybe tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.